Hare Krishna. Reporting in from Budapest. Well, I was supposed to go down to New Rajadam last night, but this leadership sangha, which is our annual three-day retreat with leaders, vision and association meeting, got unfortunately canceled. Reason being is that there's some kind of bug going around here that seems that it has either made bedridden or even made hospital ridden almost half the 50 attendees. So now we have to put it off until April when I come back, which is a shame. But anyway, what can be done? Such things happen. And I just thought to now on my schedule, well, I'll stay here probably till tomorrow. I'll go to the forum, come back to Budapest on Sunday, and then Tuesday we go to India via Dubai. Specifically, we're going to Mayapur and going to Mayapur through Tirupati, taking Balaji's darshan. I thought I'd mention one of the many nice experiences I had on my visit to London. And that was with all of the devotees heard Ravi Talsanya. He became initiated and his name is Radha Damodar Das, and Mohini was Praj Mohini. And his grandfather was ailing. His name was Madan Gopal. And when I was on my way to India in the fall, going through London, and I went to visit him at the hospital. That was the first time I met him. And it was a very pleasant visit. I stayed maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. Talked about Krishna. And he's a very pious gentleman. Of course, of Indian origin, but came to the UK through Africa. And was an architect. Was very proud that he built the first Vaishnav temple there. And I think that was Mahavali. And so I was hoping to be able to see him when I came back, but it didn't work out that way. He left his body. In fact, his funeral ceremony was on the Saturday, and the initiation fell on the Sunday. Anyway, when Radha Damodar and Raj Mohini were, they brought me their Guru Dakshina at the same time, did a half dozen video recordings for Facebook page that they're managing. Then he brought me an envelope. He said, this is Guru Dakshin, this is from my grandfather. So I said, I don't understand. How's it from your grandfather? So he said, well, my grandmother left her body, and grandfather, you know, collected, took up sort of a charity collection in her name, and kept the money in a drawer, but then he sort of forgot about it. And so while he was still with them, just recently, they asked him, well, what should we do with this money? He collected it for charity, what should we do with it? So he said, give it to Maharaj. And that was very touching. I was I was really touched that he was some person I just met once, and he still remembered, and it was his sort of parting farewell, or parting gesture to me, and it was very, very touching. But such a brief visit, people can actually make such a sort of significant and memorable effect on each other. And yes, it was I sort of valued that gesture, and I thought it was something that I could sort of share with other devotees. It sort of speaks for itself. And so that's it. Here we are in cold Budapest. On Saturday, it was coldest on record, minus 27 or 28. Now it's somewhat better. It's around minus 10 or 12 out there. Hare Krishna.